Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hanna baby. Introducing a new collection, Hanna Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hanna quality for your most precious gift. Hanna Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannaanderson.com. Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hanna baby. Introducing a new collection, Hanna Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hanna quality for your most precious gift. Hanna Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannaanderson.com.
What's going on, guys? Tom Davis here, host of the No Bad Dogs podcast. Thank you so much for listening. We have been on a really good streak of Mondays and Wednesdays for the podcast release. I am currently on an island called Turks and Caicos right now. It was basically a present for my sister and my wife and my mom. So we're out here hanging out, and I just wanted to upload this podcast because I really want to say thank you guys, first of all, for all the love on the podcast that we just did with Will and from Fenrir Canine. We got so much good response. It's made a huge impact in the positivity in the dog community that we're trying to build. I've seen a lot of people kind of take and run with the idea of just saying, hey, let's stop the BS. Let's stop the toxicity, and let's just say, hey, who do you support, who inspires you, how can we make a difference to motivate? So I just want to say thank you guys for the support on that, and thank you for the support on this podcast. We've recently started to hit the number one spot in all of the country in the United States for dog training podcasts, so that's pretty cool. We're bouncing back up down and forth, but once we get back into in the groove of things, I'm sure we'll hold that number one spot pretty continually. So this is just a thank you. And I wanted to, basically this podcast is to talk about the video I posted on my YouTube channel with Lakota. And it's titled, what is it titled? I think it's titled The Most Important Dog Information That You Need, or something like that. And I just posted it recently. I'll leave the link in the description. You guys are listening to this if you haven't listened to it or you haven't seen it. And, you know, and I just had an online with a lady about, you know, her Canine Corso being aggressive and doing things that she didn't like. And it really just was kind of going back to this video. The video is called The Most Important Dog Training Advice You'll Need or You'll Ever Need or something. You'll need to see. Anyway, this video, you guys, if you haven't watched it, is essentially the, you know, this, I opened up the video with, if I were to write a book, it would be on this, because this would help so many dog owners. This would help so many people out there that are struggling with their dog. And, you know, I've talked about it a lot, but I just want to I just want to make sure that you guys understand that if you're having a problem with your dog and you're struggling with behavioral issues, for an example, this person called me with a Canine Corso, right? And we started talking about it. Okay, the dog is got a bite history. The dog is aggressively going after people that he doesn't know. He doesn't really like kids. You know, whatever. There's a lot that kind of goes through it. But my point is, you know, we were talking and she said, yeah, I put him into a place and he gets out of his place and then walks away and I can't get him back as I'm cooking dinner. Let's back up a little bit. If you don't have good enough obedience to put your dog into a place and a stay as you're cooking dinner in your own house, which is minimal distractions as far as environmental stimulation, then there's no way you're going to be successful when you're out and maybe cousin Dave or Uncle Jimmy or, you know, your niece comes over or whatever, and then the dog's going to get up and make a bad decision. And so I find that a lot of people have a hard time understanding just the template of how successful dog training goes, especially when you're dealing with behavior modification. And so right now, I think, again, you really have to ask yourself and audit yourself, can you do the very basic things that you need to be successful with your dog with behavioral problems or not? Like, can you recall your dog? Because if you can't recall your dog, that's a you know, a frustrating thing in itself. But if you have an aggressive dog, or you have a dog that has a behavioral issue, that's even worse. So I just found that a lot of people out there, my clients including, you know, we went over this whole video of like, everyone wants a well-behaved dog, but they don't want to put in the work that gets the dog to that point. And I think the reason is because a lot of people are just used to having a well-behaved dog that, you know, isn't a liability, isn't aggressive, doesn't have behavioral problems. And then when they get a dog that does, they're so used to like not putting in work with their dog, they kind of just wait for things to happen. And then once there's a problem or the dog bites somebody or whatever, then they reach out for training or then they take it seriously. And I just think everyone out there that's listening to this, whether you're a dog trainer, you're a dog owner, you have to make sure that you can put in the groundwork to make sure that your dog is successful under any behavioral circumstance. So it doesn't matter if you have a super excited, lovable, crazy, knock people over dog, or you have an aggressive, I'm going to bite you in your arm type of dog. You have to have good obedience in order to be successful, regardless of the circumstance. We've seen those unicorn dogs. They're out there where they're, you know, you get them. Like Lola, my older dog, is that dog. You know, they just never had any problems. They're just nice. They don't pull on the leash. They like everybody. They like every other dog. They can walk downtown Broadway on a busy street, go in and out of the shops, meet with all the dogs. Like those dogs are great. I'm not talking about those particular dogs. I'm talking about people who, if you're having behavioral problems with your dog and you're struggling, I mean, that video really goes over everything that you need to know to be successful as far as a template. It doesn't go over specifics, but it goes over a look. You're dealing with a level 3 dog. You need level 3 obedience on this dog. This dog's a loaded gun. And your obedience isn't even graduating past level 1. If you can't get your dog to sit and stay on a place command in the kitchen with nothing going on other than maybe some smells in the air, and your dog doesn't like people for whatever reason, that's not the point. You're going to set your dog up for failure. You're going to set your guests up for failure. So you guys, please like listen to this when I say it is, I'm here in Turks and Caicos. I'm doing a podcast. I just did 3 onlines, right? And just even today, everyone's problem was, hey, my dog doesn't do this. How do I fix it? You can't fix it. You just can't turn it off. You can't stop it. I mean, there is behavior modification and there is changing the perception of how a dog may think and the outcome of that. But you have to understand that there's so much groundwork that you have to do in order to get that success that you want, in order for your dog to be successful, in order for your dog to really understand what you want them to do. If your dog's not coming back, teach him recall. Your dog's pulling on leash, teach him how to heal. If your dog's aggressive, make sure you're not putting them into situations that they can ultimately fail. Make sure you're muzzle training your dog. You know, these are all things, you know, like that happens. And just even today, I had to make this podcast. I brought my podcast equipment because I was like, I want to make sure I can say something if I need to. And that just struck a chord with me. And that video I put out, you guys, like I titled it, you know, the way I did, because it is the most important dog training advice that everyone should watch. Because if you're having a problem with your dog, there's a real good chance that it's because of you, or it's because of the lack of your ability to understand really what the problem is and really what the solutions need to be. So anyway, make sure you guys have a good roadmap to be successful with your dog. Make sure if you're dealing with a very big problem, you have to build your obedience up to match that very big problem to make sure you can counter it. Because there's just going to be some dogs that are born that way. There's going to be certain breeds that are more protective. There's going to be certain dogs that just don't like other people or other dogs, you know, and if you have control, your life is simply just going to be easier. Your life is simply going to be better. And that's what I urge you guys to do. If you're having a problem, here's what I don't want to hear. Here's what's frustrating for me to hear is, hey, Tom, I'm having this problem with my dog. He doesn't like other dogs. And when we go out, he reacts and he barks and he lunges and he snarls and he's even gotten a dog or a person. And then I say, well, how much time have you spent on healing if your dog is doing all that, you know, bullshit on the end of the leash? So, well, it's okay. Stop. Done. Call me later. That's how I, you know, obviously my job is to help people and to power them. But there's just some times where I just like hang my head low and I'm like, man, you know, you don't have the very basics yet to even counter what you're dealing with. We can't even talk about behavior modification. You can't even ask your dog to heal nicely on a leash, right? Or how's your redirective? What equipment are you using? Things like that. So Uncut Gems. Anyway. All right, you guys, I just wanted to make this short and sweet podcast because I want to say thank you so much for all the support on this podcast. It's growing. I'm so excited to get back into the routine when I get back every Monday and Wednesday. We're putting out new podcasts. Make sure you guys leave a review in the podcasting platform. I'm going to be answering your questions when I get back. I didn't forget. Don't worry. Thank you guys. Gratitude. I'm going to go enjoy Turks and Caicos. And I'll talk to you guys next week. Thank you so much again. Bye.
Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hannah baby. Introducing a new collection, Hannah Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hannah quality for your most precious gift. Hannah Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannahanderson.com. Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hannah baby. Introducing a new collection, Hannah Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hannah quality for your most precious gift. Hannah Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannahanderson.com.